This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Today's show is brought to you by West Escondido, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your Auto Talk host, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks. Welcome to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock. In the house with me is my co-host, Mr. Paul Collins.
Hello.
What's happening? Welcome to a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. Hope you're all out enjoying driving your hoopty or your tin Lizzie around. Tin Lizzie, that's your favorite, right, Brendan?
That's my favorite.
I know that's your favorite, man.
Tin Lizzie. Also, I'm getting ready for that Indy 500, too, because that's the same weekend here. So tomorrow, actually, now that I think about it, I think it's Sunday.
Yeah.
Indy 500 is, huh?
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
I'm not a fan of buttermilk, by the way. Hate buttermilk.
Well, also this weekend is the Monaco Grand Prix.
Ooh, that's right.
It's this. Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, that's another huge race.
Tomorrow? Is it Monday? Tomorrow? It's this weekend. I know for a fact. I don't usually watch it, but you ever been to Monaco?
No.
Oh, you should check it out. It's a cool place. Ever been to Monaco?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It looks amazing. I'd love to go.
It's amazing. Yeah. The Grand Prix, there's a lot of people there. I was not there during the Grand Prix, but I've been to Monaco before. Beautiful little country. I want to call it a city because it's the size of a city. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like Singapore. You ever been to Singapore?
No.
Another country that's the size of a city.
I hear it's a very clean area too, right?
Singapore?
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
In terms of there's no smog or anything like that. It's just such a nice area.
Beautiful. I actually went up on top of that. You know that... What was the show, The Crazy Rich Asians?
Yes, the movie, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I went up on top of that hotel that looks like a boat on top of it that's got the edgeless pool on the top. So it's in that show, Crazy Rich Asians. It's world-known hotel. No, I didn't stay there, but...
Did you go in the pool at least? Because that looks...
No, you can't go in the pool unless you stay there.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So, but no, we went to there was a restaurant right next to the pool and all that and a bar and went to that. It's on the very top. So just kind of hung out there for a little bit, had a drink and
nice.
Chilled and checked it out. You can see all the Singapore harbor. And one of the things about Singapore, it's a big shipping area. They ship stuff in and out from there. Mm-hmm. So pretty cool place though. It was cool to see, good to check out and all that stuff. It was on a trip. We did a trip to Malaysia, Singapore. It was really cool. They were getting ready to run the Grand Prix there in... Singapore when we were there. Or no, it was Malaysia. It was in Malaysia. They were running a Grand Prix. They were blocking off the roads and stuff just like they do, you know, in Monaco and all that. It was cool. Anyway, another story for a different day. Hey, you brought up the thing about last weekend. We're not going to talk much about it, but real quick, as the squat trucks. And what I realized, I got this YouTube that was sent to me by one of our regular listeners, Steve. And
thank you, Steve.
Yeah, I know.
I thought.
And actually, you know what? I forgot. I need to share it with you. I'm going to send it to you so you can check it out. Okay. But they're not just squat trucks. They're actually called, and I think this is what they're Carolina squat trucks is what they call them. I guess it started there. You got to watch the video. And I'm telling you what, I'm going to grow back a Kentucky waterfall like the one guy in the video. It's got a truck. I'm not. And do you know what a Kentucky waterfall is?
Yes, I do know what a Kentucky waterfall is.
And it's business in the front and party in the back or something like that.
It's funny how they were the ones that started it, and now they're also the ones that ended it. Because I think only Virginia, North Carolina, and now South Carolina are banning those high suspension trucks there like that. Or are they squatting trucks? Excuse me.
Yeah, the front's up real high.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not banning the mullet, though.
Huh? No, they're not banning the mullet. Okay.
They might be. Yeah. You never know. So, and you know what? But those trucks always stay like that.
Yeah.
They don't
have bags or anything.
No, they're not like lowrider vehicles we have here. They're hydraulics that they can actually level them out when they're driving them normally, you know. And then when they're going real slow, they, you know, do the stuff with them, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know, so you can do anything you want to a car. Once again, that we were talking about how bad that is on a car, on a truck. Well, hydraulics on a car is, boy, I tell you what, they twist those things up, man.
Yeah.
That's really
hard.
Well,
the jumping ones, yeah.
They look cool, but yeah. Well, those, when they're jumping, nobody's in them, right? Have you seen them when they're having to jump off and two of them smash into each other?
Yeah, I've seen
them. Then it's like a crash them up derby. Yeah. Yeah. It's an expensive thing to do. Anyway, so that's all I'm going to say about that. And we're going to move on here real quick as far as that goes. Yeah, so this morning we're talking about damaging vehicle maintenance mistakes, but also some other things. But so we had talked about Bodie brought something up last week when he called in, and he said something about we were talking about putting in a fuel pump relay that has a remote control on it, so he could prevent theft of his vehicles. Right, they wouldn't start. Good idea. And then he said you don't want anybody shutting it off or going. Well, that actually happened to me. So I have a kill switch on my 67 factory four-speed Hypo Mustang, right? And when I was young, I've had this car forever. I built it when I was in the Navy, or rebuilt it when I was in the Navy, and I still have the car. Still have it. It's in my garage. But we drove it from here to Ohio right after I got out of the Navy with a couple of my friends with me, and then we drove it back. On the way, and I'll never forget where we were, New Mexico, middle of nowhere, there's like lightning off in the distance, you know, it's starting to get dark. We're just flying down the freeway, and all of a sudden, brrr, the car quits, and I coast to the side of the road. I'm like, okay. So I get out, see what's up, man. Got fuel pump's working, got no spark. It's odd. So didn't have a test light with me or a meter, but what I did have is a piece of wire, which I always want when you're driving a car like that. Or driving somewhere, I always have something with me. So I said, so I put that, there was no power at the coil. So I put the wire on the positive of the coil and the battery and said, cranking, and the car started right up. I was like, oh, so I got no power to the coil. Wait a minute. I walked around to the passenger side. My friend Scott was sitting there. I said, did you touch a switch up under the dash? He's all, yeah, I didn't know what that was for. And I just turned it off. And I was like, you didn't relate the fact that when you turned off the switch, the car quit?
Yeah.
I mean, that really didn't come into your mind like to say something like, hey, by the way, I flipped the switch off and the car quit. I just wasted 20 minutes, man. Yeah. Like, seriously, what do you flip the switch? Car started right up. My point is that it's a kill switch I have on that car. And I don't know what he was doing, but he reached up under the dash like, and just like flip the switch. Yeah. I didn't even see him do it. So I was like, you're just going to sit there for the rest of the trip. Don't you touch anything. Yeah. You're not touching anything. Yeah, sometimes your co-passengers aren't the biggest help with things.
Yeah.
So don't touch anything.
Especially when you hit a switch and it shuts off. You're like, oh.
I would have been like, wow, that was odd. Maybe I should turn it back on and the car will start back up. Anyway, it is what it is. Sometimes your friends just put you in fun places. So last week, if you joined us, we had a really great show, and we were talking about actually technical service bulletins and recalls, and we didn't talk much about it. We got a lot of calls, right? So we're gonna talk. We can talk a little bit about that today, and then along with the damaging mistakes. But then the big thing is Brandon brought up last week. Once again, we talked about the recall. I forget the name of the company. It's an airbag company. Once again, man, I forget.
Takata.
ARC.
ARC is the one now. Oh, Takata is the one that went bankrupt over the big recall previously. Didn't you say there's how many? Did you say there's 2 million?
Oh, higher than that. But
was it higher than that?
It was much higher than
oh,
that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was a high amount.
16 million, maybe.
Something I'll look
or
up
maybe 60
again.
Million.
I'll look it up again.
Hold yeah, on. Lots of millions.
Yeah. It was well that can make you go bankrupt.
Oh yeah,
so 67 million.
Oh, 60. I was close.
Wow. 67 million.
I knew there was a six in it somewhere. So 67 million airbags. That's what's an average cost of an airbag? Because they're a lot. $1,000.
Yeah, probably 500 to $1,000. I would say
67 million times 1,000. Is what, Brendan?
67 million times 1,000.
Uh-huh.
So just add three zeros to it. So that would be six billion.
Yeah, they're going bankrupt.
6.7 billion.
Yeah,
they're going bankrupt. That's not gonna. That's why they're. And you asked, well, how could they fight the National Traffic Highway Safety Administration?
Yes,
it'd be cheaper to get an attorney than it would to fold up for that thing there if you want to stay afloat. So that's why. What do you know why? What's wrong with them that they're recalling them? Like Takata had an issue with shrapnel, like metal would come loose when they went off and it hit people in the face and stuff. What's the issue with this airbag?
It says that there's a dangerous defect with it. They cited at least 9 incidents of airbags manufactured, leading to significant injuries and even death beginning in 2009. 7 of the 9 incidences,
Doesn't even say, does it?
I'm still looking.
Let me know if you find specifically what that, you know, like I said, Takata's issue was pieces would come loose from inside it, right? It became shrapnel and could hit you in the face, neck, whatever, and I guess actually killed people or harmed them or lose an eye or, yeah. you know, you don't want to have to wear a helmet and safety glasses every time you get in your car.
Yeah, a piece of metal is straightforward too. If it's something else weird, then the car manufacturer could be resistant or something else going on.
Yeah, so. And it's not even the car manufacturer's resistant. So the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, NHTSA, did the recall, and this airbag company's like, no, we don't agree with that. So Brendan had asked, that was the week before you weren't here, but had asked a couple weeks ago, he's like, how can they say no to that? I said, well, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is a government agency. To say they're right all the time would be like saying, I don't know, the FBI's right all the time, and we need to see how that works out, right, true. These days. Yep. So hopefully the FBI's not listening.
They're listening.
the airbag inflators projected metal fragments as well, it says here.
Same problem then.
Same issue, yes.
So basically they come apart when they blow up.
Correct.
So how many instances has that happened, does it say?
Give a span of an 18-year period to January 2018 of all these different airbags. So it was from 2000 to 2018 cars. And they've also mentioned that 9 incidences when this happened, and 7 of the 9 happened in the United States, including 1 death.
Here it's a bigger question I would ask. How many of their airbags have deployed that only 7 or 9 of them had an issue? How many airbags have been used in accidents that didn't have the issue?
The NHTSA has not specified that number, they said.
Well, because if I'm just saying out of all accidents, and if it's millions of accidents that their cars have been in with their airbags in them, and it only happened 7 out of 9 times, I'd probably dispute it too. Like, you can have 7 defective airbags, right, out of that something came apart, and the rest of them, they don't. So they're going to have to do a lot of testing on this, or NHTSA has already done a lot of testing, blowing up their airbags, seeing if the shrapnel comes out, I guess.
Right. And they did mention, and like we mentioned last week with Ford, other companies have actually joined in the recall of this whole situation. So GM, so that would be Buick, Chevrolet, GMC, they've all recalled their airbags already too.
Because it's cheaper for them to replace them than it is to get caught up in a class action lawsuit against them.
Right, right. But again, it just surprises me that you say that it's sort of a trickling effect. So if the people don't sue the car company, I would say, again, the judge would just honestly would say, no, it's not the car company's fault. The car company bought this from another company, so you should be suing them directly instead. That's the way
it doesn't work that way, because you bought the finished product, and Ford decided to, and GM and Toyota decided to put those airbags in there. They have choices.
They don't know that that's happening, though.
Yeah, but they're liable because they're the ones that engineer and design the car and put it all together.
I don't know. Some of this.
I understand that you're saying you don't. You, but they're the ones. They make money off this. Don't get me wrong. The airbag company's liable too. That's why Takata went bankrupt, because they went after them after they had to. But in the end, what happened was everybody that had to replace those airbags, Toyota, Nissan, I think they were in some Fords, Takatas were, and they, you said Porsches and several of all those manufacturers ended up actually eating the cost of replacing these when it all came down, because Takata went bankrupt. There was not, when they're, you know, they took all their funds and they broke that up and gave it to all these different people. And actually, Takata was based in Mexico, I believe, wasn't it?
No, they're a Japanese company.
Yeah, Japanese, yeah.
Yeah, but I think they're manufacturing in Mexico.
Oh, I'm not sure. So,
I don't know. Anyway, regardless of the fact, there's only so much money to go around, so somebody's going to have to eat it. So might as well, you know, it is what it is. So one of those things before. All right, folks, we're going to take our first break here real quick. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio on this wonderful Memorial Day weekend. Should be giving thanks this weekend, that's for sure. Memorializing all the veterans that have given their lives, right? That's what we're doing. It's a great weekend, man. It's not just for hot dogs and hamburgers. It's to say thank you.
Yep.
It's good stuff. And like we were talking about, several races going on this weekend, right, Brendan?
That's right.
Got the Indy.
Monte Carlo. The
Indy.
Indy, yeah. Yeah.
Good stuff. And we're heading into summer.
Totally off topic. Monte Carlo sandwiches, disgusting.
Isn't that a Monte Cristo?
Oh.
Monte Carlo sandwich.
Can we do a take two on this, or are we live on the air?
We're pretty much live. Sorry. Oh, God.
It's okay. I don't know what
Monte
either of those
Carlo
sandwiches are.
Sandwich. I was like, what is that?
I don't even know what a Monte Cristo sandwich is.
Oh, it's a fried sandwich with powdered sugar on top.
Yeah, I've never eaten one. I've just I just heard the name of them. I've never had one, but are they no good?
I tried one and I just spit it out immediately.
Well, that thought stuck in my mind now. Thanks. Awesome.
To be fair, you correct. They're right.
Well, it's a Monte Cristo, I believe. Somebody might call and tell me I'm wrong. I've never eaten one, but Monte Carlo is like a country and a car. GM made a Monte Carlo. So it was a car. Now you're going to Google that, aren't you? I see the antenna.
No.
I see you through the window, and I see your face staring at the screen like, no, I need to look this up.
You're correct about the Monte Cristo. I just like to point that out. Yeah.
Well, it's my job to be right, at least about cars.
Yeah.
I don't always know about the...
Not sandwiches?
Not sandwiches, no. I actually don't eat any sandwiches. It's one of those things. And also a good point here. Do you remember the gentleman that called about the Ford truck last show?
Yes.
Yellow wrench light, that issue of the... I looked it up, and we were right about this. The issue of the loss of control due to possible CAN system malfunction was eye-opening. As far as that goes, our guess about taking down the CAN bus, you know?
Yeah.
Because I looked into it, and that's what they believe is happening. And struggling to steer the vehicle. Well, the reason for that is that vehicle, if it has hydraulic steering on it, which I don't know, 13, 14 F-150.
You know, I'm not too sure.
So hydraulic or electric, even if it is electric though, but the CAN bus shuts down, the steering shuts down too, as far as that goes. I mean, yeah. I don't know how that works.
I think the steering still works.
Does it still work? But not if it must be hydraulic then. Because they talk about how their trucks are hard to steer, and power steering, hydraulic power steering, which it must still be hydraulic on that vehicle.
Yeah, power brakes, I'm sure.
Yeah. So it does not work well. And when we Googled it, it's under intermittent CAN system fail in Ford trucks. So that is what was going on for sure. I haven't heard of this before though, but apparently, taking a look, you know.
I haven't either, but when he said it shut off immediately and then there's no code, so I'm like, sounds like a communication problem.
Yeah. You know what? Taking down the CAN system, electronic steering, the steering wouldn't work, would it?
I think there's got to be a fail safe in there. The important thing.
That would be terrible.
Breaking.
Wall coming. Boom. That would not be good. Not be good at all. Yeah. So, in industry till lately, safety devices that are independent of software control are used. Emergency power off push buttons remove power from moving components. These circuits are isolated from circuits under software computer control. Perhaps a separate override should be incorporated in cars. work in limpo mode, which I think the steering has a limpo mode probably.
It's got to.
It's I would think so. For love of God, please. That would be no good. But if the steering becomes hard, it has to be power steering.
Yes.
Because the electronic steering never changes. It's all electric. So even in the fail-safe mode, it would still steer. So, which I know they, I'm sure they do. There's no way they don't. Otherwise, you would have no steering.
Yeah, you'd have no power assist. But I mean,
that could happen to you. Well, it's not even power assist. Electronic steering is just electronic steering.
No,
right?
No, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about the hydraulic. No,
the hydraulic, yeah. Well, the engine's not turning. Therefore, there's no hydraulic pressure. Yes. The steering still works.
Yeah.
But it's like driving a really old car truck, you know, like you got to manhandle this thing. It's easier if you're moving, obviously.
Yeah.
But today's newer systems, unlike non-power steering old trucks, aren't set up to be driven without power steering. I mean, the power assist helps a lot.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're going to fight it, but at least going at 50 mile an hour, you can turn. I mean, it's not with the car moving, it's easier than trying to turn in a parking spot, like pushing a car, you know, or something like that. So,
well, I know like my new company car, it's got electric steering and it works just key on. You know,
yes. Correct. Just, yeah. So as long as there's power.
Yeah.
But what if all power shut off the entire vehicle? So the steering must have a fail safe where there's a backup power for it to give power from the battery.
Yeah, it's probably not getting power from the PCM, or it's got to be maybe through the junction block or something like that. Fail safe for sure.
Yeah, I would think.
Yeah, I would hope.
Let me know if it goes a different direction. My Ford Ranger probably has electronic steering on it, I believe. I think I looked.
I'm not too sure.
I didn't pay that much attention. I changed oil on it like five times. You know what? It does, because there's no power steering reservoir, because I check all the fluids on it. Yeah. So. Yeah, interesting. I haven't hit anything yet. It keeps working, so let's keep it that way.
Where do they do that? For mileage? Less drag on the engine?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. Well, and it works really well.
It does work really well.
So,
yeah.
But yeah, better gas mileage.
Yeah,
probably. I mean, because everything running off the engine, right?
Yeah.
Lowers gas mileage as far as that goes.
Yeah, accessories, I guess.
Yeah, correct. Yep. Absolutely. So that's why, I presume. Actually, I'd have to say it's a fact. So... anyway, so that is truly a problem that's going on with some of those trucks. And I believe it's a 13 to 15 it range. So whatever it is they changed, now did they change it knowingly or not? It's hard to say.
Yeah.
But it is definitely a CAN bus issue that it's pulling down. So So yeah, multiple systems stop working intermittently. Please help. Lurker on this forum says, bought my F-150 last fall. It's great form. Anyway, it's fault. With cross traffic, BSN says no powered mirrors, cannot roll down the front windows. Yeah. So it takes down all different kinds of things on the bus, which end up causing the vehicle to stall. So
Are hard to diagnose too.
Woo! You ain't kidding. How do you diagnose that crap?
Get the breakout box out.
For sure. It's very important. Anyway. I don't know. I'm surprised we haven't seen this problem. I haven't had anybody mention it.
No, so. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. So it must not, I mean, it happens to enough of them that people are talking about it, but.
Well, that's the thing when there's a problem and someone Googles it, because it all sorts it as that problem and it looks like a bigger problem, which.
It can.
Yeah.
So it might only happen to 15 people in the world, but. Now it looks like a big problem.
Whoa. Are you telling me the internet overreacts to things?
Yeah, I know, right? No way.
The Google box?
The Google machine?
I just looked up Monte Cristo sandwich. What are you talking about? They're not kidding.
Did you find the club? Monte Cristo club?
Yeah.
You saying that makes me think of, there's this Instagram, and I don't follow like anybody hardly on Instagram, but there's this guy on Instagram that like he's a welder in the Midwest, whatever, and a like a mechanic,
right,
and like,
right, right.
And he like sees these things like on, and he goes, no way. I can't say what he says after that. Something sake. And then he like, let's try this. So then he tries all these things, like people like if you rub a lighter on a wall by the door, it'll stick to the wall, you know, and stuff.
Yep.
And so he tries all these different things. Like the last one that I saw, he's funny, man. That's why I follow him, because his stuff's funny, and he's got some cool tips, like things you wouldn't think of. Like he's like, and one that I knew, but you know, I could see where a lot of people didn't know. So you drill a small hole with a hole saw, let's say 1.5 inches, and you really needed to drill a 2-inch hole. you can unscrew the 1.5-inch one and screw it into the center of the 2-inch one so it guides it to get the hole just perfect.
Oh, I saw that one. Yeah,
yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, if you didn't know, I know they all screw on that way and you can do that. And it sticks out a little further so it guides it right into the hole you've already drilled. So what a great idea, right? So I just, very, very interesting is my point. So there are some good things on the internet, some good things not. You know, it's hard to say.
Yeah.
What
do they call those hacks?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Exactly. He does a lot of those. So some cool stuff for sure. Anyway. So good stuff to talk about. So I do want to remind folks that Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group. And that's why we come in here and do this, because it's great stuff. Good fun, right?
Yep.
Cars, man. Something I love. This is all I've done all my life. So it's cool. I like it. Auto Talk Radio, though, is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway and Escondido AAA approved, STAR certified for smog for coming up on 30 years this August, along with West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, taking care of folks out there in East County, 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon, AAA approved, taking care of folks out there for around 11 years now in East County, and West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, right in Central San Diego, right there. We'll call it AAA approved and smog certified, taking care of folks for over 6 years now in that location. And of course, we have West Miramar Automotive and Transmission right in the Golden Triangle across the street from where we're sitting today. 5726 Miramar Road in Eastgate Mall, AAA approved and STAR certified for smog, taking care of folks over there for 4 years. And of course, 3 weeks in now, we started May 1st, West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, 229 South Coast Boulevard, right there in you know what? That store is cool. I realized the other day, standing in a parking lot, I was like, I can see the ocean from here.
It's a cool location.
It is a really cool location to add in. And it's a great ad for the, we're out by the coast now. We got all North County covered. You know, we got UTC here covered. We got Central San Diego with Balboa covered. We got East County covered with El Cajon. So we got a good footprint going to help all you folks. And you don't got to travel too far to come to the West Automotive Group. But yeah, and you know what? The crew there was amazing, just like all of our crew. So this is the first store that we've done, Paul, that we didn't start with all new people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So these guys have been there for a long time. They run a great organization, and they were a great add-in to the West Automotive Group for sure. So just good stuff.
Yeah, man. They're already getting great reviews, I noticed.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and like I said, they've been there. The same team has been there for a long time. So, and they're great guys. So I spent a couple weeks over there changing over. We put in all our computer systems, obviously, and teaching them on our how things work and in our systems and all that stuff. And I'll tell you what, I really enjoyed working with them like I do with all our other people. So at all our locations. So if you get a chance, check them out too. A few weeks in now. All of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, my employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. That is, we truly believe in the same philosophy. We never put money ahead of people. Very important to us. Stop in to have your vehicle service repaired and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about. And the West Automotive Group is proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service repair needs on approved credit. Ask one of your service advisors or one of my service managers to help you out. We can get your West Automotive Group card and you can use it anytime you need it. Once again, it's like using cash because you pay it off in 6 months. There's no interest. And also keeps your other credit cards free for other emergencies you might have or anything like that. It's a good way to go, and we're always there for you. You can also get in, take advantage of if you're having a transmission issue or a CertiCare diagnosis, you're having a drivability concern, you're having any kind of concern with your vehicle, let's get it in and get it diagnosed properly. We specialize in that and then repairing it properly, which in the long run will save you lots of money. Best money ever spent, as I often tell folks, is on a qualified technician to diagnose your vehicle properly. And that's what we do at the West Automotive Group, and that's one of the ways we take care of you and save you money in the long run for sure. We also offer shuttle rides to or from work or home. You'll see our little Kias running all over the place. They will pick you up in at the shop and drop you wherever you need to be, home or work. And then we'll get you picked up. We do it a little different than other folks. We'll bring you back to get your car also, which is very important to us. We don't want to just take you one way and leave you there. Mm-hmm. We want to get you back to get in your car. Get you fixed up. So go to westautomotivegroup.com. That's westautomotivegroup.com. Check us out and find out all about us. And you can make appointments, Instagram, Twitter, and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. We send out little tips throughout the week on car-related stuff, good stuff. You can also check out the Auto Man segments. I'm the Auto Man for the CW and Fox 5 News. Check that stuff out and see what we're all about. You can also go to where we put all our Auto Talk Radio podcasts there. Got a page for that. So just good stuff. Check us all out. You can email me anytime here at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. Or, you know, like I said, go to westautomotivegroup.com and check us out and make an appointment. We're there to help you out. You can get our podcasts also through Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio.com, and TuneIn. Always great stuff. So, anyway, where are we at? What are we talking about now?
We bounced around a bit.
Just a bit. We went from recalls to airbag recalls, which are, that stuff's important, you know, as far as it goes. And I like to talk about it. The technical service bulletins, what they mean to vehicle owners, as far as that, those are mainly used by people like us at the West Automotive Group. These are bulletins. So that F-150 problem may come out with a bulletin eventually, right? That's a good example to use, right?
Perfect,
And the bulletin may be say that, hey, this connector and the connecting to the body control module gets corrosion on the pin and intermittently causes it to drop the bus line, which could cause something like that, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So there's something that simple, or corrosion at a body ground, right? For the PCM or the CAN bus system.
Yeah, or the windshield leaks and leaks onto that module, corrodes it.
Yeah, look like for this. Yep. And usually that's what a technical service bulletin is for a technician. Like they put in the symptoms and it pops up. It says, hey, if you're having these exact symptoms, you need to look for this. Look under the right front corner of the windshield under the dash and see where the body control module is, if water's been leaking on it and that pins are corroded, right?
Yeah.
So could be something like that. Could also be mechanical, like oil leaks caused by pull the harmonic balancer, you will find it's grooved, replace sleeve the balancer, put a seal on. I mean, there's all kinds of technical service bulletins out there, right? Mm-hmm. For all vehicles, and their vehicle model make year specific for sure. They even have VIN ranges on some of them, like these VINs of this car will experience this problem, or we're seeing this. And you can check for it. Doesn't mean it's always happening, but it's one way that we often will check technical service bulletins when we're diagnosing a problem with a car that we're not, haven't seen a bunch maybe, or something like that, because those are written by the manufacturer's engineers is what happens. These are problems they saw why this car was under warranty or afterwards, you know, as far as that goes, they were seeing a lot of it. They put those bulletins out for their technicians and also give them to us to help us fix it.
Yeah, they're really helpful when it's a computer update that's going to fix the problem too.
That too, yeah.
Like those parameters aren't, yeah.
Well, Toyota had that with a transmission problem. It was a delay into reverse or something like that, and it was a trans control module software related. You had to reprogram with Toyota TechStream. We'd reprogram with the latest calibration, and it'd take care of the problem.
Yeah.
Whereas this is one of these things where it's very important to have a qualified technician. We saw multiple vehicles come to us for transmission diagnosis after somebody put a transmission in the car and it didn't fix it. It was not the transmission's fault. It was the software. Yeah. It was doing a delayed engagement. So a $200 to $300 fix, somebody already spent $5,000 on trying to fix it. Let me tell you, as a consumer, that would leave a kind of bad taste in my mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Not a good thing.
Well, yeah. And Cody Mesa, we had, I forgot what Nissan it was, but it had a transmission concern. Mm-hmm. It was the taillight.
We just had a, while I was training the guys in up at the Oceanside new location, Alexis, same thing. Mm-hmm. And it was it's a short in one of the brake lights that causes, what was wrong with it? Oh, the trans goes into limpo mode.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what takes down the system for that. And it would put it in limpo mode. And in doing so, the trans didn't shift right. But it was intermittent.
Yeah.
So that was the repair for it. It was like it was older folks that had this car, and it was given to them by her father, who had passed away. Mm. And I think it was it was one of the LS400 Lexuses,
the big one.
Yeah. Back then, I mean, those were nicer than Mercedes when those things came out back in the day.
Yeah, that LS430, the extended one.
Yeah.
It's like a 7 Series.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And they actually ride nicer, I think, opinion.
Yeah,
when Lexus first came out in their high-end vehicles, they're still nice now too, but the luxury ones, like their SUV, the LX470,
Oh, the big one, yeah.
Yeah, the big one. Boy, those things ride. Now, they're heavier than a tank.
Yeah.
No question about it, but so is a Mercedes SUV, right? Or whatever. Yeah. So, I mean, the big ones, you know.
Well, and those last for 300,000 miles. You're not going to see a Mercedes ML last.
No, you own a Mercedes ML SUV. You better get rid of that thing when it comes to 100,000 miles. Yeah. Otherwise, me and Paul will become your best friends. You'll be coming to see us all the time. Yeah. So, I always tell people about that. German cars, when we talk about this, and it's a little off subject from where we were, but German cars, when we talk about these things, when they break, they're over 100,000 miles, they're expensive, man.
They are.
They're not made
They are nice, though. They handle good.
Oh, no, they're fun. Right? So, hey, if you can afford one and you drive one in that, but when it comes up around that time, it's time to afford another one.
Oh, yeah.
Turn it in. And then that one gets sold at auction to somebody that can't afford it. Because we see those people sometimes. Yeah. Ah, I just bought this 5 Series at auction. I got a great deal on it. Yeah, every time you come in here, it's going to be $2,500, just so you know.
Yeah, a lot of the Porsche Panameras, we get a lot of calls for those now. Because those dropped to pricing. Uh-huh. You know, they were, what, 90 grand new. Yep. Now they're 25,000.
Yeah.
And yeah.
$2,500 every time one rolls in. Easy. Yeah, not more. Jeez. 25 to 5, right? Yeah. Those cars are expensive to fix. The parts are expensive.
Yeah.
The labor's extensive on a lot of repairs. Like, there takes a lot of labor hours to do.
Yeah.
So it pushes the repair cost up. It just is what it is.
Yeah.
So make sure if you buy one of those vehicles, research it and know what you're getting yourself into. If you can afford it to buy it, hey, go for it, man.
Yeah.
But if you can't, then you may not want to have it.
Yeah.
Or have at least as a second car. You can let it sit there until you can afford to fix it each time. You know, some fun stuff. Do your thing, right? All right, folks, we're going to have to take our last break here real quick. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 at 96.1. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. On the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks. Welcome to this Memorial Day rundown. Thanks for joining us. We'll be watching all your racing this weekend as we discussed. Whatever fun stuff. What fun stuff are you doing this weekend there, Paulie?
I am not sure. I might head up north and go see the family.
Yeah. Got an extra day, that's for sure. Chill. Barbecue. Don't do anything too crazy.
Yeah, no.
Make just sure you put
hang out at the beach.
It's getting warm out. Put some sunscreen on your head.
Yep.
You know, I don't like wearing hats. And you know, I have a full head of hair if I let it grow, but I don't. I like this look. I've kept it for a long time.
Yeah.
So I always have sunscreen stuck in my door, you know, the little pocket in the door. We had brunch the one day at the beach in Del Mar, remember?
Yeah.
And the sun was out and we were just sitting there and we sat there for, I don't know, an hour and a half or something. We were just kind of shooting, talking about business and different things. And I got a little red.
Yeah, I did too. The next day I felt it. I'm like, oh, a little crispy.
I know. Well, and also we're just coming out of winter. We haven't had that, you know, so we don't got that base tan going yet. So you need to be a little careful about that. This weekend, I bet if Brendan Googled it, this weekend it has more sunburns than any other weekend. Because as you're coming out of the winter into the, you know, he's going to Google it now. Watch this.
Yeah, I have a
he's my Google master. You have what?
He's like Jamie. On the other podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Brendan's our Jamie.
Yeah.
keep going there. Keep the Google box going. You didn't find it yet, did you?
No, just the times, I'm not surprised. 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., you know.
Is the worst time to get sunburned?
Yes.
Well, that's when the sun's up.
Exactly.
Imagine that. You didn't have to Google that. You could have asked me. if you go outside when the sun's up, that's the worst time to get sunburned.
And some of those cloudy days will get you, too.
Oh, yes, they will. Yeah, especially if there's especially here in Southern California.
Yeah.
Sun is quite, or get down by the equator. Yeah, I know somebody got really sunburned in a place right by the equator once. She looked like a lobster. I swear. It was actually just, it was my girlfriend at the time. And like, we were hanging out by the pool. It was the last day of vacation before we flying home. And, you know, she asked me a couple times. She's like, hey, how's my tan looking? I'm like, oh, you're looking great. Don't ever ask somebody that's like drinking by the pool.
Yeah.
I didn't even take my sunglasses off to look. Till we walked in the room and I was like, snap. She's like, you look like a lobster. She actually got sun poisoning. Ooh. She got sick. She was sick the whole ride home the next day. I had to go try to find aloe vera because I mean, I ain't, you know, some of those commercials where you see like somebody with a swimming suit off and it's like beat lobster. Oh, dude. I'm just looking at it. I was like, oh, that looks painful.
That's terrible.
You don't want to get sunburned like that. And she was very fair skinned too. So it didn't work out so good anyway. So I think that was the end, though. She's not my girlfriend anymore, so maybe it's because I let her get sunburned. Yeah. Like, take her to a foreign country and get her sunburned. Yeah. She'll leave you right away. It's okay. Life's doing well. Anyway, so today we were talking about, we jumped around a bit, TSB, technical service bulletins. We talked about recalls because the new airbag company that's being recalled, all the 67 million. I remember the number now. First, I thought it was 16. And many different things, man. And we truly enjoy everybody joining us here on this Memorial Day weekend. And we hope that everybody's going to have an amazing weekend for sure. Let's see. Well, you know, some of the damaging vehicle mistakes that we talk about, putting off scheduled maintenance is number one. So driving your vehicle like 20,000 miles without changing the oil, probably a bad idea.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, that's the problem with some of those cars with the maintenance lights, you know. That's
You drive your car. Some of them will get up, 10,000, 12,000 miles around.
That's pushing
a long way.
Yeah.
I changed my oil at 5,000 on my truck, and I use Mobil 1 full synthetic on my truck. That's my favorite oil for my truck with the turbo and all that on that, you know. At the West Automotive Group, we only use all synthetic oils as far as that goes. Yep. So, yeah, the oil is better. There's no question about it. But 5,000, 6,000 miles, that's like a max thing, like in there. I'm telling you.
Most of the cars, when we drain the oil on those, that oil is dark.
It's dark.
Yeah.
So it does more. It's not just the fact the oil's dark. It's that it's suspending all the contaminants by the combustion process of the engine, the blow-by the rings, right? That's why it turns black, right? Mm-hmm. That's also why transmission oil stays extremely clean until it goes, 40, 50,000 miles, and it gets dirty. The reason why for that is there's no combustion process, but there is wearing material in there, clutch material, small particles, metal come off. So no matter what it is, that if it's fluid requirement component, such as an engine, now all that contaminants is being carried through the bearings consistently, solenoids. It's supposed to oil the chain guides because all of these have like timing chains now, most of them. We don't have belts on most things, so we have timing chain guides that are plastic that the oil... How do they keep from wearing? Good oil, right?
Yeah.
That's how they keep from wearing that polymer. It's polymer is what they use for the guides and all that.
Yeah. And that variable valve timing now.
The solenoids get
fail.
Yeah, well, because they got little screens in them, right?
Yeah.
So what the little screens do is they start to collect all these particles of little pieces of metal and all that stuff. Or carbon, which is why the oil's black, right? Carbon is a byproduct of combustion, and it gets in the oil. So it plugs those up, and then, you get it 80,000 miles, and the solenoid fails, right? Really, the solenoid doesn't fail. The screen plugs up in it.
Well, every
and
time it can't you pass pull oil. One out, they're full.
Toast.
Full of carb.
Yeah. Unless you change your oil regularly, then you keep, you really keep the thing clean.
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
And then some of the additives that we use, our BG
stuff,
that really helps a lot. It does.
Yeah. But keeping that contaminants out of the engine is the best thing you can do for your car.
Yep.
Same thing with the transmission. That's why we recommend, I all my technicians, and they get on board with this. The West Automotive Group, we recommend to service your transmission 18 to 20,000 miles once a year or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason. That's not the manufacturer's recommendation whatsoever. The manufacturer says you get clean fluid when you get another transmission at 100,000 miles.
Yeah.
Pretty much, because my favorite thing, and we've talked about this multiple times, but my favorite thing is like, when somebody calls and they're like, no, my transmission has lifetime fluid in it. Okay, what's the lifetime of your transmission if you don't change the fluid?
Yeah.
That's what you hear, crickets. Silence. Okay, so let me tell you what the lifetime of your transmission is if you don't change the fluid. It's around 100,000 miles.
Yeah.
And you are right. We will put new fluid in that bad boy because it comes with it
when
we put a transmission in. But servicing a transmission is what? Anywhere from $200 to $500 depending on what you got, right?
Yep.
replacing a transmission is anywhere from $3,000 to $8,000, depending on the transmission.
They keep going up.
Well, like everything, they're getting more expensive, right? It's more expensive.
Per month, they go up a couple hundred bucks.
Replacing an engine on a lot of cars is $15,000, right?
No.
Some of these eco diesels, some are up over 20 by the time you get up messing around, right?
Yeah, it's true.
Come on. I'd way rather spend $500 every couple years or once a year than I would spend $5,000.
Oh, absolutely.
It's like buying insurance. Service your car. Come on.
Yeah.
It's not that hard, really. Bring it to somebody like us. We'll service it for you. You just drop it off, and then you come kick it later, and guess what? Your car's happy. It's like got a little smiley face. I'm a master technician, right? And I know this is not true, but I swear that your car feels like it runs better when you service it right.
Yeah.
I mean, like it's happier. Like the car's happy, you know? I mean, and when a car's newer and you change oil and all that, there's no way you can tell the difference in just changing the oil, right? But the car seems happier.
Yeah,
I just have this idea that it is.
Well,
and it probably is.
For people like us that are mechanically inclined, you drive a car that's well-maintained and you drive it down the road, you can tell the difference.
Yeah,
and then you get another car that's like...
beat to death.
You're like, what the... how does this person drive this car daily?
Well, especially in some of the noises.
Yeah.
I mean, but like I think I've told this story before. We had a girl one time that... she's like, I had this vibration that's been going on for like 7 months. She'd drive from Oceanside to Escondido for work. Look at this car. This car has an abscess on the tire. And she'd been driving down the freeway at 70 mile an hour for a second. So putting tires on it, that car becomes a brand new car almost, right? Except for how many things has it shook loose in this process?
Yeah,
like
true.
Doing this, that's really bad on a car.
Yeah.
So, you know, and you may not find it right now that the bolts are semi-loose and they're going to fall out later. The car, whatever they are, control arms,
bushings,
tire bushings, beating the crap out. It's just bad on a car.
They're not designed to do that.
No, no. It's like that thing's been running a Baja 1000 for 7 months straight, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy. So, not good on a car. So, please don't do that to your car. Just get in and go to westautomotivegroup.com. That's westautomotivegroup.com and make your appointment and get you in here. Hey, before we go, I do also, we got a few more minutes here, but do want to remind folks, the Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by Interstate Batteries, battery for every need. They are the highest quality batteries out there without question. Number one technician recommended battery worldwide. And we don't stall or stock any other automotive related battery currently at the West Automotive Group for one simple reason. They are the highest quality batteries. So if you need a battery for your car, truck, et cetera, anything vehicle related, jump on westautomotivegroup.com, make an appointment, get in. All five locations, they'll get you an Interstate installed. If you need a battery for any other need, and I'm telling you, they have a battery for every need, check them out at their storefronts, 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or in La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Battery, a battery for every single need. So we got a couple minutes here to kind of wrap things up and, you know, tell you what, man, things are going good in the automotive field right now.
Yeah.
Just cruising along, fixing lots of cars. I love talking to people about their cars when I see them and stuff, and just good stuff going on.
Yeah,
you know, as far as that goes, we got a group of amazing folks that work with us at all five locations that are doing amazing work. I can't say enough about our peoples.
Yeah,
so good people. So get in and check us out, folks. If you haven't been to us, if you've been to us, you understand what we're all about and how we take care of you. But if you haven't, get in on your next service or oil change or smog, whatever you need. Just give us a call. We do a lot of automotive stuff. We love our clients for sure. Let's see if there's anything else. We were talking last about servicing your vehicle. You're right. And check engine light is the second thing on there, you know, maintaining. One of the things we skipped on, putting off scheduled maintenance, brake pads, like worn past 3 millimeters, how they can shear in a panic stop, things like that, that cause further damage or can be dangerous to you.
Or cook the rotors that might have not had been replaced if you did them earlier.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. Check engine light. It only comes on once for one thing, right? I mean, it comes on, but once it's on, it can't tell you if something else goes wrong.
Yeah.
It stays on, right?
Yep.
So for some, scanning a vehicle does not fix a vehicle. ever. And cars cannot tell somebody what's wrong with them. You don't just plug in and it goes, hey, replace this sensor. People think that a lot.
People think that, but it doesn't work. We're not there yet.
No, it doesn't work that way whatsoever. So just important things to have somebody qualified diagnose your vehicle properly. I'm telling you, and I know you guys hear me say this all the time, but it will save you thousands of dollars in a lifetime versus throwing parts. We see so many cars come in with so many parts replaced with the same problem going on.
Yep.
So it just saves a lot of money in the long run as far as that goes. So good stuff. All right, folks. Hey, you know what? That's going to wrap it up for us on this Memorial Day weekend. I want everybody out there to keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. And make sure and tune in next Saturday. We will be back for Auto Talk Radio as we are every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. And tune in and join us. Everybody have a safe Memorial Day weekend. Enjoy out there. Paul, thanks for joining me today, as always, again. I appreciate you having you here. And Brendan, thanks for being our Google Box and producer. You're an amazing. Couldn't do this without you.
Thank you.
As I say, you're always in there flipping the dials and turning the switches.
Yep, even when I make mistakes, you know. So
you make mistakes?
Do you remember last week where you said, okay, let's talk to this guy. Hello. And then you saw me sprinting across the room.
See, there's windows throughout this place. We see Brendan sprinting down the hallway. Like, oh. Brendan forgot to flip a switch.
I did forget to flip a switch. I forgot to flip the on switch.
It's the on switch. Okay. Well, we still appreciate you, my friend. Hey, everybody, be safe. Enjoy the Memorial Day weekend. Till next Saturday, this has been Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego. We'll catch you soon.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com, and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.
This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.